case was 11,865.
Well,
that one was the elevator.
My input?
Yes, please. If you like.
And just for the record, Mr. Rickard, you listened again to the record from the last meeting, so, and you've looked at the materials as well. Is that correct? Thank you.
Correct. Well, from what it was stated that both attorneys were hanging their hat on this HOA, and it went on for quite a while there. One was saying that it had nothing to do with it, and the other was saying that they couldn't do this. They didn't have the power to do this. Well, first of all, we all know on this board that HOAs had nothing to do with us, so that was a waste of time. I know they had to put that in there probably to present their cases. But the issue at hand was to, as I looked at it and heard the testimonies, that the applicant is looking, if you looked at it as a situation where they say, you know, do you need this or do you want this? Well, I would go further just to say that the applicant wants this because there's going to be a need in the future for someone in that category. Getting older is no fun, gentlemen. And you do have these type of things that happen. And I think he had foresight in his testimony to see in the future that this may be an issue that's going to come up. Okay. The applicant, and to stay right with the applicant as far as the elevator shaft, he was told that that dumbwaiter has everything that they need. You know, I'm pretty sure, Ms. Secretary, that you still need those elevator motors on the roof, or is that correct now? They still need that, don't they?
That would be a question for building code. I don't do review FEMA, of construction.
I believe FEMA says that, you know, you must have it above or at or above
flood.
And it's already there. In other words, the structure of that, when I was listening to it, is probably on the roof. So it would probably be the best way to go if I was there, and they said they couldn't go the other way also. And they want to make it wheelchair accessible also. And I think you'll find that that's correct, that FEMA requires that they have the motor that runs this must be above or at or above. So according to whether it's an A or a visa. So with that in mind, they already have it there. The structure doesn't have to be, I imagine you have to build something from my experience that will support those large motors like that to drive these elevators. The opposition, the only thing I saw in the opposition was the 10-foot setback. I mean, they want 20 feet in between the buildings, and that's nice, but it's not necessarily for fire, which they made a statement of. You've got some things that are, in mobile home parks are only 5 feet. I mean, 10 feet apart, you know, 5 and 5. So that wouldn't be an issue. And also the fact that the precedence. We have often decided that the precedence is not going to be set because we take each case as an individual case, no matter what has happened. And I think we all agree that we've taken each thing as an individual case. So that wouldn't apply if someone else came back with a, you know, requesting an elevator in that development. And also, I heard that there was a buffer of trees and some bushes in there. And a good fact that I found was that enlightened me was also that the applicant had mentioned the, you know, a AC can be encroached by 3 feet, and the chimney can be encroached by 2 feet. So if they, and you wouldn't even need a variances for those, and if they were there, she would have an increase of 3 feet into that setback, which would be permissible, and there would be a complaint there, I imagine, because that would be 3 feet into the 10-foot setback. And if we had a chimney, it would be the same thing. So there was, you know, some food for thought there on my part that the opposition really didn't have anything other than, I would say, that they didn't like the encroachment. That's what I saw. That's my 2 cents.
All right. Fine. Thank you for that. Mr. Workman?
I don't think we could go by, they say they need the wheelchair and everything now. If you did that, you have every case come up here and say, well, 5 years, I'm going to need something too myself. I need an elevator put in because in 5 years I'm older too. I'm thinking I might need one. I don't think you can go on that. I mean, they bought the house as it is, got a dumb waiter in it. I just don't think this is the way to go. Me personally, I think if they want it, they can change it up, put it to the inside, and change the stuff on the inside. They bought the house as it is, and down the road, if they need it, they might have to come back as a handicap then or something. But now,
I think that, you know, and that's true, but I think that question was asked to them. But if you remember the cost effective of where they'd have to change up each floor when he went through there, with that was the only reason, you know, why of leaving it out. Because,
but
I think you might have to.
But
it would be harder to do that.
It's harder to do that. I mean he bought that as it is right now, and he knows that.
Right.
But nobody's handicapped and don't need it right now. So I don't know how you could go with saying, you know, down the road, we're going to need a wheelchair, we're going to need this.
Plus, his wife had her knees done. But anyway, I think the big concern, though, was, again, like you're saying, though, and I see your point, but was cost effective of having to, even to do it down the road, they're still going to have, they'd have the same issue, but if, you know, having to take it from a dumb waiter, you want to call it, up to the one that they need now, because they don't need, what, a foot and a half more, 18 inches more, to make it for a wheelchair accessible. So, I mean, wasn't really that their
what, are changing the whole thing up, well, I understand.
What 18, yeah, to make it so they could put a regular-sized wheelchair on it. That was the only thing they were changing up, was to accommodate that. But to convert it on the inside, everything that we'd have before to make it, to come out with.
What is it, 1 foot, 10 inches? Is that correct?
1 foot, 10 inches, I think, something like that. Mm. Okay. Just to be able to accommodate the full-size wheelchair.
Yeah.
Right.
That was really what they needed. And the concern was that the other ones didn't want it to encroach any further than what they already are now, but it's not like they're going 5 feet in or 3 feet. It was just the only reason they had to do it, or was to do it, was, again, to accommodate the wheelchair, the accessible for a wheelchair. You got a good point there too, though.
I'm
looking at it both ways.
I'm not in favor of it.
Okay,
so.
Mr. Trenton.
I made a note that it was 3 inches more than the spiral staircase.
Right.
So, and I'm thinking that that's when it's finished, correct?
I believe it was.
So, if you look at that, there's already a dumbwaiter there.
Right.
And it's just going to be protrude 3 more inches into the setback than the already existing spiral staircase.
Right. So they can accommodate a wheelchair.
I really don't have a problem with it from that standpoint.
Well, that's basically that. Mr. Mills?
Well, I wish that we had seen something from a doctor that might have stated that there was a need or disability.
Right.
Because I have a tendency I agree with Mr. Workman in that, you know, what we heard was that they were in their 70s and they found it increasingly difficult to enjoy the property due to limited mobility. I think us on the board, not necessarily our support team, but us on the board can appreciate our limited mobility as we get older. But that doesn't mean I have to, I need an elevator. And it doesn't, you know, mean that I won't need an elevator, but I don't know if I need an elevator, or not yet, or any kind of device.
Right.
For my home or whatever, and don't even, doesn't mean I'm going to be living in my home when that time comes. And so,
very true.
You know, because that, I agree with Mr. Workman. You know, I don't think we have a disability issue here. So I don't think that creates any need. But like he said, and I agree, you know, down the road they may need, that may come, and then we can address that at that time. You know, I didn't agree with the opposition at all, in that, you know, I think basically they wanted us to enforce their deed restrictions and covenants, and that's not our
very
job.
True.
There seems to be a way. There ought to be a way, Mr. Sharp, that we, you know, they can submit that in writing about HOAs, but they take up time. You know what I'm saying? That we could use a little better, because.
Well, I think both attorneys mentioned it.
Yeah, they did, but they spent time on it. You know, I don't know how.
Yeah, I think Mr. Fuqua brought it up because it had been brought up in the written letter from the opposition. The opposition made a note of it, and then also noted that, you know, we recognize this board's not the proper forum for that.
Yeah, they did.
So I think it's more, if anything, to give you all perspective as to perhaps the, it seemed like if there was some controversy, there was controversy as to whether or not, I know a lot of times we'll have approval letters from the HOAs or architectural review committees, and I think the point there was, you know, that this is contested, that they even had the authority to grant that on behalf of the community. So I agree, you know, it appeared both of them knew it, so my guess is it was just kind of give perspective on everything.
Right, okay, so. All right.
So anyway, I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood, but I don't see, I think the hardship or impractical difficulties has been created by the applicant, isn't necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property, and I didn't see any uniqueness, so.
Okay, demo. Is there any no further discussion, or do we want more time to think on it, or are we ready to vote?
It's 5:09.
Wait it out till about 10?
No. I'm getting my call again. I'm going to send it back.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll send it back. They haven't got a motion.
Got a motion.
Nope.
Well, if there's a motion, doesn't it die?
Yeah. There's no motion. I called three times, so the case now is damn. It died then with no motion. Correct? All right, goes back and be put back on her with. Well, you just send it back on the table, then I'll get with the secretary.
I'm going to make a motion.
All right, wait a minute. We'll put your book back, Mr. Sharp. All right?
All right, gentlemen. I make a motion that we approve case number 11,865. I believe the uniqueness of the property has entered into it because of the fact that the dumbwaiter has been there for years, and it makes it unique to the point of what they want to do. Can otherwise be developed? They said that they couldn't do it because of the cost, and also for different access to the building would not be able to accommodate an elevator coming up on living floors that they're lived on. I don't believe it's being created by the applicant. I believe the applicant is looking into the practical difficulty of the years to come. And it will be a practical difficulty for them at that time. I believe that's a reverse saying of exactly what we're looking at. Will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. I don't believe that 3 inches is going to have an effect on the neighborhood. And also, so I believe the 1 foot 10 inch variance is the minimum variance that is required. So with that, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,865.
Do I have a second to that motion? Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,865. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Nay, it's creating the problem.
Okay, Mr. Rickard?
Yay.
Okay, again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
Nay, no new uniqueness.
And I, Mr. Conley, will vote yay. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11,865 is approved. Hey, gentlemen, that is all of our regular business and our old business. I only have one other thing. Is tonight, everyone get a chance to look at their 2017 schedule?
Mm-hmm. I don't have one.
Oh, you wasn't here then. I'm sorry, but want to wait until their next meeting? Probably going to.
Would you do that?
Yeah, do you need to? Can we wait there?
Can you wait until the next meeting?
Again, you don't need to vote on it. Mr. Sharp stated that at the last meeting. It was just to let let staff know if there were any concerns about it, to let us know. If not, we will make that a final, and it will be up to date and posted.
I think we ought to meet on the first and third Mondays of February.
Right. I go along with that. First and third of February, Mondays.
Some holidays in there.
Huh?
Are we already meeting first and third of February?
Uh-uh.
First, no.
No.
There's some holidays in there.
Yeah, there's holidays in there. That's why we want the first and third.
I can talk about you. I like you, my buddy.
6th and 20th. This is the first and the third.
Yep.
Well, I'm thinking of January, aren't I?
Yeah.
There's some holidays in January, so.
Yeah. New Year's.
You love her.
Yep.
So you must love me. You disagree with me.
Right, there you go. Okay. That's what I'm thinking. We should meet on the
first and third Monday in January.
January, yeah.
Well, county's closed that day.
Yep. There's nothing else. The board is open for adjournment. Huh?
Talk about that tonight?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. He had already told me then, so I'll get
okay, ready. Okay. Good. Okay. Fine.
Meeting is open for adjournment.
Adjourned.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The meeting is now adjourned. Have a late